You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
CIVL Radio presents the 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards Saturday, July 16th at the Abbotsford Arts Center. Be a part of regional music history as this exciting community event hits the stage for the first time. Featuring live performances by FVMA nominees, including a Prince and David Bowie medley by youth nominees, plus Battle of the Bands finalists. Tickets are available at CIVL.ca. The 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards. Let's get crazy for the Frazies.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. The host of this show is, as per usual, as per always, yours truly, Eric Coates. And pleasure to be here. I'm excited, and I'm ready to get going. I met some people that I know on the bus, or like people I know from high school, and I told them a story that was probably not appropriate to tell on the bus or early in the morning, but that I thought was funny. Don't know how it went over. Do not know how it went. But hopefully this goes over well. Today, July 14th, is the birthday of my late grandfather, RIP, but also it is the centennial anniversary of Dadaism, which is was an art movement. And I'll read some quotes here about Dada, which is from a New York Times article. So it's not me. It says here, on July 14th, 1916, so 100 years ago to the day, the poet Hugo Ball proclaimed the manifesto for a new movement. Its name, Dada. Its aim, to get rid of everything that smacks of journalism, worms, everything nice and right, blinkered, moralistic, Europeanized, and enervated. This aim could be simply achieved by saying Dada. So, yeah, there you go. And it goes on to say, Dada performances offered an explosion of poetry, music, and political theater. Poetry shorn of intelligible words, music devoid of melodies and statements, in which the message was cannibalized by the absurdity of the language. For if Dada was at heart a protest against a European civilization hell-bent on war, it also announced itself as anti-art. Some can call Dada the Big Bang of modernism. That's a pretty big deal. And a pretty cool movement that featured everything from, as they're saying, music, theater, dance, and to try and upend the artistic institutions, to try and upend the political and moralistic institutions that held that, you know, were the basis for these artistic institutions, the material basis, through subversive forms of art. And it was one of the big moments of modernism, which is huge. I think modernism was an amazing movement, not only because it changed, you know, a variety of different art forms, but because it tried to imbue form, the artistic form itself, with the message, as in it literally tried to make the form and the content the same to such an extent that the form, that the content itself would become unintelligible, if not only through the form that it was being played to us, which is pretty cool. Good stuff. It's important to think about. So, 100-year anniversary of Dada, and we're going to kick it off with a set of songs here that I think are a little bit inspired by Dadaism, and we're starting off with the song I, Zimbra from the Talking Heads off of their great 1979 album Fear of Music. And apparently David Byrne, or the Talking Heads as a whole, chose the lyrics of a Hugo Ball poem for the lyrics of this song. So if you were ever like, I have no idea what the lyrics of this song are, I've never understood it, that's the point. So enjoy the tune. Dada.
One, two, three, four.
All right, we are back. That was Vancouver's own data plan. Yeah, believe it or not. So our little data set started with the Talking Heads and the song Izimbra off of their album Fear of Music from 1979. And then we listened to Deerhoof with the song The Magic, veteran San Francisco based indie rock group, I think exhibiting some dadaist elements in that song. In their oeuvre, the song Model Behavior was the one we listened to off of their brand new, well, newish album The Magic, and then we finish it off with Helpless by Data Plan off of their album The Madness Hides. All right, so that was the data set. Now, I watched a film yesterday. No, excuse me. I watched it on Tuesday, called Germany, Pale Mother, directed by Helda Sanders Brahms. And it was a movie that came out in 1980, and it was a part of the German New Wave, so a film movement generally from the late 70s and early 80s in particular, generally associated with directors like Werner Herzog, Werner Fassbender, and Wim Wenders. Also had a lot of other directors, a lot of female directors, including Helma Sanders Brahms, who directed this film, Germany, Pale Mother, which was almost impossible to get outside of Germany for about 20 years after its initial run had finished. So it's a very interesting film. It's a great movie, worth watching. You can rent it at Black Dog Video. That's where I got it. And the film is in part about a family. So it's told from the point of view of this woman talking about her parents, how they met, and then, well, how she was born and the early years of her life during the mid-30s to the just after the Second World War. So her parents meet during sort of the heyday of Nazism in Germany. And the movie starts off with the narrator saying, basically, this is the story of a perfectly normal couple, perfectly happy couple, except that they were born at this time and in this place. So the film is in part a bit of a family melodrama, but it is also an examination of the impact that the war had on Germany as a whole, on the German nation, and sort of the national trauma and reckoning that the future generations of people who were born either during or after the Nazi regime, who basically had to come to terms with this, you know, history that they're associated with by no choice of their own, really, or just born into it, into that history, and they have to reckon with it. So the movie is about that as well, and it's a terrific film that you should watch. And the title of the movie comes from a Bertolt Brecht poem called "O Germany, Pale Mother," and it sort of ties in to Dada, although Brecht was very much his own thing. I think, you know, there were related elements or perhaps affinities between the movements. So I'm gonna read this, the poem by Brecht, which is read at the beginning of the film by his daughter. So I don't think it'll be as, maybe not as moving, but hopefully you get the idea. So it's, "O Germany, Pale Mother. Let others speak of her shame, I speak of my own. O Germany, Pale Mother, how soiled you are as you sit among the peoples, you flaunt yourself among the besmirched. The poorest of your sons lies struck down when his hunger was great. Your other sons raise their hands against him. This is notorious. With their hands thus raised against their brother, they march insolently around you and laugh in your face. This is well known. In your house lies are roared aloud, but the truth must be silent. Is it so? Why do the oppressors praise you everywhere? The oppressed accuse you. The plundered point to you with their fingers, but the plunderer raises the system that was invented. The plunderer praises the system that was invented in your house. Whereupon everyone sees you hiding the hem of your mantle, which is bloody with the blood of your best sons. Hearing the harangues which echo from your house, men laugh. But whoever sees you reaches for a knife as at the approach of a robber. O Germany, pale mother, how have your sons arrayed you, that you sit among the peoples, a thing of scorn and fear? Pretty good poem, right? Obviously about the Nazi period in Germany. And I think there are, well, I don't want to make direct parallels because it's obviously not a parallel circumstance, but it's talking a little bit about oppression. And that's part of what the poem's about, obviously. And there's a scene in the film Germany, Pale Mother, where the main character, Lenny, is trying to make a blouse because her husband is coming home on leave from the war for a couple days. She wants to look nice for him, but she needs some red thread. And the only place that has red thread is this store that was owned by Jewish merchants. They are no longer there, supposedly having been sent to a concentration camp. But she really wants this red thread to make the thing, so she goes and basically breaks into the store that is abandoned to try and get some of the thread. And the narrator, so the daughter, says how she is, you know, sort of disgusted at these actions, how she is embarrassed by them. But then she says, would I have done anything different if I were not lucky enough to have been born after this period of time? Which really resonated with me, because would you or would I have done any different than the people who just stood by? Which brings us to a point in the show. The show isn't very political, and I want it to be a very political show, but basically last week we had, soon after my show, but on the same day, there was the shootings of 5 police officers in Dallas during the peaceful protests of the deaths of 2 more black men in the United States. And not to say that there is a direct parallel between the film and what's going on in the U.S., but that there are systemic forms of oppression and violence that target certain groups of people and benefit other groups of people. And we have seen this in very stark ways, not only over the past couple weeks, but over the past few years in the United States, with the amount of police murders of black and brown men and women, but particularly men. And now we have this retaliation of sorts, not to say it's retaliation of people, but a form of violence against police officers that has sprouted from the violence of the police. And really, what I wanted to say is that both the killings of these officers and the killings of the black men over these past few years are all symptoms of the same systemic issues of internalized and structural racism that affect everyone, not just the people who have been killed and their families, and not just in the United States, but here in Canada, and I'm sure even in places like Palau or Mongolia, there are structural injustices that affect everyone. So the point that I want to bring this all together is that question of would you, when the narrator in the film Journey Pale Mother asks, would I have done anything differently, makes one ask oneself, are you doing anything differently right now? not to say that everyone has to, you know, be an activist, because that's not true. And I really do detest the parading around of people, especially people who aren't directly involved, like myself, who basically parade around their knowledge of social justice and how to deal with these issues and what should be done, and basically have a pissing contest over who is more, who is a better social justice warrior, who is more knowledgeable about these things, which you see especially on social media. And it's sort of like, are you really trying to talk about this because you're really worried and troubled by the events that are going on? Or are you trying to talk about this to show how you are informed and progressive and get all of your friends who are part of the same bubble as you, of social and progressive types, to applaud you and cheer you on? And I don't know. I mean, I think most people are genuine, even if it might be subconsciously that they're just trying to bring attention to themselves. Either way, that's not the point, not really to bash anyone. If they're trying to bring about awareness, then, you know, whatever, give for you, even if it's a little, you know, self-centered. Anyways, that's about it. I got distracted and turned around, but at a point, now I'm going to bring it back to Dada, which came out at a point during the First World War where there was great amounts of violence. This artistic movement came out as a protest against a European civilization hell-bent on war. There's also been a lot of protest against a civilization hell-bent on self-destruction by maintaining and not, you know, these structural problems. But there are, again, artists who are going out and doing something about it, and that's great. And I'm going to play one of the songs by them. So the song is called The Charade. It's by D'Angelo and The Vanguard. It came out at the end of 2014, I believe, and is just as relevant now as it was then. And it's also just a groovy tune, so I hope you enjoy.
Bye.
All right, we're back. The show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. Went on a little bit of a rant there. I apologize if, I don't know, I just went overboard or if it didn't make sense. Hopefully the song did, though, and you enjoyed it. The song is called The Charade by D'Angelo and the Vanguard, and it was off. It's off their album Black Messiah. Yeah, as always, I don't know, I don't want to be the person that's, whatever, I'm not going to get into it on the air, because we have a lot more music to play. I said my piece, the political portion of the show, is more or less done for now. I got some bad news, though. Great local Vancouver band, probably my favorite Vancouver band. It was one of the first bands I really got into. I really was like, holy moly, these guys are good. Is called Peace, and they are breaking up. I don't know if peacefully or not, but they're having a final show tomorrow at, I believe, the Biltmore. I'm going to be there. You should go there. They're a great band. I'm sad to see them go. So we're going to play another set of songs that is going to end with Peace. So it is not starting with Peace, but it is ending with them. It is going to start with the band Adrian Teacher and the Subs with the song Charmless Babes, because I think one of the best insults you can say is to call someone charmless. Enjoy.
Stare while charmless babes walk everywhere, and delicas and breweries surround me. Coffee shop economy and friends that cannot make ends meet. Nothing left, you've been passed out and left town, but not you. You leave the light on, the bedroom light, for me tonight, and when I stumble home, I can't believe it. Why are we still here? What the hell happened? Yuppies walk their puppies hand in hand in front of taco stands. Luxury is charmless and it's hopeless. But not you. Leave the light on, the bedroom light, for me tonight and when I stumble. Was here before?
I don't know.
Some kind of mom and pop? They've really cleaned it up, haven't they? Well, how would you like to be remembered? I hope that you believe in somebody new. Somebody new, but I'm with you.
I whistle me a windmill and talk me to the sea. Takes me underground, leaves me writhing in the reeds, hiding somewhere in the choir. It's a
Laughed in the dark, considering my options. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name is Eric Coates. The show is A Face for Radio. The songs that we just listened to, we started off with Adrian Teacher and the Subs with the song Charmless Babes off of Terminal City. Then Kate LeBon with Love Is Not Love off her album Crab Day. Kate LeBon, also inspired by the Dadaists, especially if you listen to her lyrics. Love is not love, or love is a coat hanger. Make of that what you will. There's actually a lot to be made of that, I think. Anyways, then we listen to Peace, which is the set was dedicated to them with the song I Never Sleep, which I feel was dedicated to me because I never sleep. And it was off their first EP, Slow Children, which I think I haven't played anything off of before on this show. So yeah, Peace, Biltmore Friday. Check it out. We're running out of time, so I'm going to try and be really quick. I don't know if we'll have time, but I've got a song by Gal Grayson coming up, White Sands, off of their new little single, Summer Interludes. The song is called White Sands. They're playing a show on Saturday. Andy Resto, music director of CITR, is going to be doing the sound. And then we listen to The Good, The Bad. Then we're going to close it off with The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, with the song The Good, and The Bad, and The Queen off of their album The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. All right, enjoy. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been all over Dadaism to political matters, and now to some easy listening and then an art rock jam out in the Dada, and what I would call Dadaist vein. Enjoy. Thank you for listening. Rocket from Russia is up next. This is White Sands by Gal Grayson, and then The Good, The Bad, and The Queen with the song of the same name. And then Rocket from Russia.
Wasted on